Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, there's a saga I've been documenting here on my Instagram. It actually ended up with my wife in tears, and I'll tell you why in a second. But Heather, I know you're in Bloomingdale. Heather, you have a lot of flies in Bloomingdale.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to let you into my world for a second. So the stories that I put on my Instagram, you can see them right now. Scotty K on air. Scotty with a Y, the letter K on air. Not only made my wife super sad, but also sparked a lot of conversation with me and a bunch of people on Instagram. So I posted these videos and been following this saga. And last week, my wife bought this like fly trap. And so we have dogs and like garbage cans back in the alley. So there's like a ton of flies that are all over the place. So she gets this thing and I guess you hang it on a fence and it looks like a Ziploc bag and it has like this chemical and stuff in it. And then this plastic thing on top that's like a one-way entrance, right? So they go in there, they get stuck, they die. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen these. Well, some people have commented and brought up a couple things on my Instagram that I didn't know, right? Like, so Nick on my Instagram said, after a while, those things stink. Started to find that out. They smell awful.
Oh, no.
Someone else says that it actually attracts flies from all over. So it's not just the flies in the area. It brings flies from like almost miles away towards the house. But I went out and checked on it today. I looked at it. In this bag, there are hundreds of flies in this bag that are like the bottom. That it looks like if you had a thing of blueberries. That's how, like, because it's all just layers of dead flies. Oh my God, it's so gross. But then at the top, there's a bunch of flies that are like trying to get out. And the part that got a little sad is my wife saw it and she's like an empath, right? She's like so empathetic to everything. She's in healthcare. Like, this is who she is. She starts Googling, do flies feel pain? And do flies like get anxious? And she's like, oh my God, they do. And she started crying about it because she's like, I want the flies dead, but I don't want to torture them. I was like, well, you can't have both. She's like, I feel so bad. I was like, I do not.
At that point, if it's me or the flies, I'm going to pick me over the flies.
That's right. If you get a chance, look at this video. It's kind of gross, but it's really kind of interesting to see. I'm going to follow along. But there are like hundreds of flies in this bag. To be continued on the fly trap saga. But you can see it on my Instagram, Scotty K on air, okay?
All right. Good luck with that.
All right. Thank you.